Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
The WGN Radio Football Podcast.
I'm excited. In practice, we still got to stay off the QBs and all that type of stuff. Yeah, I'm excited to get my hands on a QB.
It's going to be physical. It's not just offense and defense. It's our kicking team. I like where the guys are. I like their mindset. We started the spring in shadow boxing mode. Now we got to fight.
It's the WGN Radio Football Podcast, sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Here's Kevin Powell.
Welcome into a fresh episode of the WGN Radio Football Podcast. I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for tuning in. Football is back. The Bears begin Sunday at home against the Titans. And joining me to preview the season and talk about the Week 1 matchup, Alex Shapiro from NBC Sports Chicago. Alex, we have finally made it. The regular season is here. It is great to have football back.
Kevin, it's the best. And honestly, like, couldn't have picked a better matchup than last night. A better game. It was so exciting. Patrick Mahomes was doing Patrick Mahomes thing. Lamar Jackson was doing Lamar Jackson things. And then that finish was just outrageous. So, I mean, truly, in my opinion, perfect NFL kickoff game.
It was a ton of fun. I mean, the stars were on display. Mahomes, as you said, was doing Mahomes thing. Lamar was doing Lamar things. Yeah, it was a good one in Kansas City to begin the season. And we have another one Friday night in Brazil between the Packers and Eagles. But we are here to talk Bears. And there's a lot of hype. There's a lot of optimism. There's a lot of hope around the Bears right now, Alex. And it feels good, I think, for Bears fans. And much of that hope is around the quarterback in Caleb Williams. And I feel that I'll say this. He has impressed me just hearing him talk, and I think he's just so self-aware, and he understands what he has to be as an NFL quarterback, and he seems 100% fully invested in becoming the guy and becoming an elite quarterback in the NFL. What were your takeaways from following Caleb from rookie camp through training camp to where we are now?
A few big takeaways, especially, you know, in regards to that hope that he can be the guy. One is watching him go through the offense, go through his progressions, and get the ball out on time. That, to me, was the most impressive stuff. We all knew he could do the special throws, the off-platform throws. So when we saw that, it was like, okay, yeah, I knew he could do that. But seeing him read a defense, react accordingly, again, like I say, go through his progressions really quickly and operate the offense on time when things were working, when he didn't need to be Superman, that was really, really impressive. And then just the operation of the offense and how it improved, right? I mean, the first couple weeks, I'm not gonna lie, it was clunky, right? We all saw it. There were the pre-snap penalties. There were, you know, issues getting out of the huddle where sometimes it was taking a little long to get out of the huddle. But as the summer went on, it just got better and better. And that is the operational improvement that we wanted to see as he went from a guy looking at the sideline with the rest of his teammates to get a play call, like a lot of college teams do, to now having to remember and recite play calls in the huddle to get everybody on the same page.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because you're there every day. I was there for a good amount of the practices through camp. And yes, early on, there were some days I'm like, here we go again. You know, and I know a lot of fans will just immediately dismiss any sort of reports that are negative about an offense in training camp. But we saw it last year, you know, with a different quarterback and a different offense that struggled for much of training camp. And it definitely carried over into the season where I had been saying, I want to see progress. Like, they're good. They have to show something. And it feels like it did, you know? It felt like the whole operation got better. There were some days where Caleb, I think, beat the defense, and the offense had a really good day. I remember going back to that joint practice with the Bengals. Caleb looked really good in that joint practice against Cincinnati, and that's going up against starters. So I'm glad you mentioned that, seeing a whole bunch of the practices from start to finish of camp, where it really did feel like there was progress made, real progress from the offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, there will be clunky games throughout the season. It's not going to be a straight arrow pointing up all the time. But as you said, that's the progress you want to see that kind of indicates, okay, these guys are on the right track here, at least.
Yeah, no, it's great to see. And I think if I don't know if concerns is the right way to put it, but when you look at this roster, it's a good-looking roster. I mean, we've talked about it all offseason, right? The receivers around Caleb, the running backs, the tight ends. Defensively, you feel great about the secondary. The linebackers, you feel good. I guess if there's something that's giving me some pause with this roster, it's the front of both the offense and the defense. And Ryan Pohl says it's the most depth he's had on the offensive line. I think there are some question marks in terms of guys who haven't stayed healthy, Nate Davis, Tevin Jenkins, the center position, which is a new center this year. And defensively, I think generating a pass rush outside of Montez Sweat will be huge. If they want to go from a good defense to an elite defense, they are going to have to generate a pass rush up front, and it can't just be Montez Sweat. But when you look at this roster, are there any concerns you have going into week one?
Yeah, I think you nailed it with the offensive line, and especially with week one. If you look at a potential weakness on paper, it's probably the interior of the offensive line, and that lines up with one of the Titans' strengths, which is the interior of their defensive line. Jeffrey Simmons is a beast, and if he can create constant pressure in the middle, that could, you know, make things difficult for Caleb Williams in his first start, right? First start, he says he never gets nervous. There's probably going to be some sort of adrenaline, some sort of something, whether it's nervousness, whether it's anticipation, whether it's excitement. You know, it's probably not going to be like his 100th start, imagining he makes it to 100 starts. So if Jeffrey Simmons is a guy who is giving that interior of the Bears offensive line trouble all day, that could also spell trouble for Caleb Williams. It could spell trouble for the running game as well, you know. And we think the Bears are going to want to lean on the run a little bit to take some heat off of Caleb Williams. So, again, if you're talking about worries, concerns in week one, that's one right out the gate.
Yeah, and the Bears are favored by four and a half, depending on where you look, over the Titans, who, if you look at their Vegas win total, it's 6.5. Bears are at 8.5. And most of them, there's some dudes on this Titans roster, though, kind of doing a deep dive on Tennessee. We know about the young quarterback, Will Levis, but they've got some pretty good receivers. Ridley, Hopkins, Boyd, pretty good running back in Tony Pollard, back-to-back 1,000-yard rushing seasons. I guess, how do you see this one playing out? I feel like most Bears fans are anticipating the Bears rolling this Titans team. And I'm picking the Bears to win too, but they've got some dudes on that Titans roster.
Yeah, I think it's going to be closer than maybe Bears fans expect. We mentioned the Jeffrey Simmons thing right out the top, where, you know, it's a Titans strength playing against a Bears weakness, or perceived weakness, perceived strength. You know, it's week one. We'll see how everything unfolds. I do think the secondary should be able to take care of the host of wide receivers that they have, and Will Levis is still like a real unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to take that big step in year two? He had, you know, talking about rookie quarterbacks, he went through the ups and downs. There were some brilliant games, and there were some really ugly games from Will Levis last year. We'll see how he kind of takes that step forward. So I'm with you. I think the Bears win, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was something like a 24-23 affair, and it was, you know, closer than people expect. You know, that they're playing meaningful minutes in that fourth quarter. This could come down to who makes that fourth quarter mistake that really changes the tide of the game, gives that extra offensive possession for a field goal or whatever, what have you. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any stretch of the imagination.
When you look at the season, I think most Bears fans are thinking playoffs, and I am too. You know, I am. I believe in Caleb that much. I know it's a new offense. It's a rookie quarterback. You look at the first 9 games of the season, a lot of winnable games, at least on paper right now. Things get really interesting on the back half. But I think this could be a double-digit win team and absolutely could be a team pushing for the playoffs. How do you see this season playing out?
You know, I agree with you. I am still in good vibes only mode, especially after the offense started to find a little rhythm.
Uh-huh.
Where earlier in the year, I thought like 9 wins and maybe they're the 8th seed. But I think the defense is going to be really, really good. It was kind of like, okay, you think you're top 5, but prove it, show something. everything I've seen out of that defense in the extremely limited preseason snaps and the extremely limited preseason looks, and in camp throughout practice, like, I think this could be a defense that gives up, like, 2.5 yards per carry. I'm being a little hyperbolic, but I think they're going to be really stout against the run. I think the secondary can be really, really special as well. So put it all together, I think they could be that 7 seed. I think the NFC is stronger than maybe people give the conference credit for. But yeah, let's, you know what? It's before week one. Let's go good vibes. Let's say yes. Bears are a playoff team this year.
Yeah, and you know what? I think there are a lot of Bears fans, and maybe even I am too, where I'm kind of this cautiously optimistic approach to the season. I know for sure there are some Bears fans who are just not ready to go all in yet on Caleb and this team because they've been burned, right? They've been gut punched so many times before by this team, and especially since the Bears have had 2 first-round picks recently, quarterbacks that did not work out. I think there's kind of that 2 departments of fans right now. You got some who are like, I'm not convinced yet. Like, I got to see it. I'm not going all in until I see some wins and I see some strong play from Caleb. And then I think the other side, people are all in. People are ready to go. They are on the Caleb train. This is the guy. He is the future. He is the franchise. I kind of try to go down the middle always. So I'm kind of feeling it though. Like, yeah. I almost had to, like, talk myself out of being overly cautious with this team. It's like, they can be good. I think this can be a really good football team, you know?
Well, here's the thing, Kevin. It's different from those other years. You know, 2021, when the Bears draft Justin Fields and he's supposed to be the savior, they have this plan of having him sit behind Andy Dalton and learning. And I didn't think that was a bad plan. But I think it was executed poorly, right? Mm-hmm. Because when Andy Dalton goes down in week 2, and all of a sudden Justin Fields needs to start in week 3, it was clear that they were woefully underprepared. Mm-hmm. The game plan for Justin Fields looked like a game plan for Andy Dalton, you know? And it took them a while to figure out, like, oh, man, we got to figure out what to do to create an offense around this guy's strengths. And they just didn't seem prepared for that moment.
Yeah.
Similar story in 2017 with Mitchell Trubisky, right? He's supposed to sit behind Mike Glennon. And then Mike Glennon is so ineffective through the first quarter of the season that they were, like, essentially forced to start Mitchell Trubisky. And again, it took them some time. And then both of those teams, it seemed like the Bears were kind of building the roster on the fly around the quarterback.
Yes.
It's like, okay, let's get the quarterback and then let's build the pieces around him. Right, 2017 with Mitchell Trubisky, team wasn't super talented. In 2018, they add Khalil Mack. They add Allen Robinson. They add, like, Taylor Gabriel, I want to say, and try and kind of figure it out on the fly. Same thing in 2021, you know, and then 2022 when Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus take over. They tore that roster down and they built that back up while you're trying to develop a quarterback. This time, though, that roster is so good. You know, we've talked about it so many times. It might be the best situation that number one overall quarterback has ever stepped into. They have so many young cornerstones on that team. So many guys who are 28 or younger, like Montez Sweat, Jalen Johnson, Cole Kmet,
Brisker,
DJ Moore, Brisker,
Kyler Gordon,
Tyreek Stevenson. I mean, we can go on and on and on. Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards, I believe, are also both under 28 years old. So they have this young core that they built, and now you drop in the number one overall pick quarterback as almost like the final piece of the puzzle, and now all of these guys can develop together. It's not this aging roster that you're always retooling. It's this young roster where everybody can develop together, and to me, that's a really different situation, and again, that's why I think it's okay to be more hopeful, because it seems like the plan this time, and again, I don't think it was a bad plan last time. It was just kind of poorly executed. It seems like this was another really good plan, and at least up to this point, it has been executed really well.
Yeah.
As well.
And things fell in place for them, too. A lot of fortune, right? Landing that top overall pick, and it just happened to be the year Caleb Williams was entering the draft. It feels like things are working out for the Bears right now. And I think you're spot on with Mitch and Justin. You know, Mitch, it really took a lot of patience, and you kind of had to talk yourself into Mitch actually being the guy. That was just clearly a massive miss by the Bears front office. And Justin was just put into a completely terrible situation. And I always believe Justin could be a solid quarterback, an effective quarterback when used correctly. And he never really was. And that just got messy. And as the way Ryan Poles put it, you know, they ran out of runway when it came to the contract. So things seem to have fallen in place here. And, you know, you mentioned this, it's the final piece of the puzzle is Caleb Williams, and it's the biggest piece of the puzzle. And it just feels like this could be the start of something Bears fans have been dreaming of for decades now, where this could be the franchise quarterback, and this could be a run of sustained success here, because the Bears have never had that. Even going back to the 85 Bears, you had the little run with Lovey in the Urlacher era. You had the 2018 Bears, and like that's pretty much it. You know, you've sprinkled in a couple of decent seasons here and there, but it always comes down to the quarterback. And it feels like Caleb is the guy. I'm sure you watch Hard Knocks, Alex, but that final two-minute sequence of the highlights and wrapping up the series, and it's just quiet, and it's Caleb talking to himself and taking a breath. I think if you're – a lot of Bears fans had goosebumps watching that, you know, trying to really envision what this whole thing can be.
Totally. It was cool. I actually I loved the last two episodes of Hard Knocks. Because it felt like more core Hard Knocks, you know, where you're really following guys trying to make the team, and yeah, that was a very cool moment. And there, in my opinion, there's no reason to believe Caleb Williams is not the guy.
Right.
You know, in the past there have been other red flags where you're like, yeah, I don't know, can he do this? Can he do that? We'll see. Can he play consistently? I haven't had those red flags with Caleb Williams. He makes throws to every part of the field. The processing looks really good. Every account says he's a great guy in the locker room. He's taken on the leadership role well.
And I'm so happy. I'm so happy we can just finally move on from some of the out of nowhere thoughts about Caleb Williams with the nail polish and him getting upset and, you know, crying in the stands and that he might be a diva. None of that was true. None of that was accurate. We've been there. We've talked to him. You hear him talk. He was voted as a captain by his teammates as a rookie quarterback. So just all of that stuff, that baggage that people put on him, that was just wrong. I mean, this is just not the case. The guy has his head screwed on right. He was a big deal in college. There's NIL. There's money now. He won a Heisman. He does things a little bit differently. He is so confident in himself, and he is so self-aware, and I think that totally rubs off on people in a really good way. Matt Eberflus has talked about it, the genuine part of Caleb Williams. I'm happy we're done with that chapter, and he has proven all of that to be not true.
Dare to be hopeful, Bears fans. Dare to be hopeful.
Yeah. It's a very exciting time. So you're picking the Bears to win. What's your record prediction for the Bears before I ask you for your Super Bowl picks?
Throughout the offseason, I've said 9 wins. But I've kind of – this conversation has gotten me more optimistic. If we're talking about it,
Bears,
for you,
baby,
right
Bears.
Now, I'll bump it up to 10.
Okay.
I'll bump it up to 10, and the Bears are a playoff team.
Up to 10, baby. Double-digit wins. Can I get a quick Super Bowl pick from you?
Yes. I will pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl every single season while Patrick Mahomes is still a Chief. Mm-hmm. So probably for the next decade plus. Chiefs, give me Chiefs over the Lions. I think the Lions break through this year after last year's heart-wrenching loss in the NFC Championship game for them. Chiefs over the Lions.
There you go. That's Alex Shapiro. Follow him on Twitter at Alex Shapiro MBCS. Covers the Bears for NBC Sports Chicago. Alex, I will see you at Soldier Field on Sunday. Thank you for joining me on the podcast.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much for having me, Kevin.
And that's going to do it for episode 90 of the WGN Radio Football Podcast. Thanks again to Alex for joining me. Thanks to Ernie Skatton for his help producing the podcast. And thank you for listening. This is the WGN Radio Football Podcast.